Okay, cool. Well, welcome, everybody. It's great to have our meeting. It's good to see everybody in person. This is the first time in a long time we're not going to have a Zoom connection. So that's a great.
Look at this table.
It's powerful, powerful. And Jessalee, welcome.
Thank you.
And everybody else. So Casey Maluth said she'll be here about 3 o'clock. We got a wedding to go to. And John has just walked in right on time. So we have that resolution. Okay, and welcome to Abraham Rodriguez.
Yes.
We'll get the office here shortly.
Sweet.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, and I think to the Board of Education, we had the elections, and JC will be the next chairman, and Gina will be the next vice chairman. So congratulations to you two. And I think, well, John, we got till the end of June, I think.
That's right.
So we're
living up while you can.
We're going to rock.
Slide in all of those things you want.
So congratulations. And thank you to Jenalyn and Nancy for all the work getting us ready to go, and Micah and everything. So we hope the weather's good tomorrow. So it's up and down on that. So we will we'll have a few items, and we'll go into closed session, and then we have quite a few items in the rest of the board meeting. So the first item of business is then an appreciation of Trustee Clara Alder. So, President Crockett, are you going to do that?
That's right. Clara, can you join me up here in front? It is kind of odd to see her sitting in the back.
I know.
But she told me she's actually moving today, so she probably is glad we're doing this at the beginning. Clara Grace Alder, as student body president and a member of the Utah State University Board of Trustees, you have served with honor and distinction. Your compassion, integrity, interpersonal skills, and professionalism were hallmarks of your tenure. You've shown vision and passion for the students of Utah State University and worked to improve their experience. Your commitment to USU was evident by your willingness to serve the Utah State University Student Association as student body president. You were integral to the successful implementation of a new USU SA officer structure, unifying all USU SA officers across the entire USU system. Your capable leadership was further demonstrated through your service as the Utah Student Association, USA, president, representing 200,000 plus higher education students in Utah. Your presentations to various governing bodies have been informative and effective. You're an example of tremendous veracity, someone who is always true to her convictions. Because of your leadership, maturity, and reliable listening skills, you and USUSA created an atmosphere that enhanced the quality of student life at USU. Your presidential term was marked by an ability to see the big picture and make decisions with all students in mind. Your service to USU and the state of Utah have left a lasting legacy and set a lofty standard for future USU SA and USA presidents to uphold. You've exemplified and embodied your middle name, Grace, in your leadership. You have handled adversity and problem solving with grace, maturity, and class. With sincere gratitude, we recognize your contributions to improving the quality of student life and making Utah State University a better institution of higher learning. We express to you our appreciation, and we wish you the very best in your future endeavors.
Thank you.
She fixes her hair.
Thank you.
All right, now I think there's a presentation from the board to Clara.
Okay. Clara, you have a great middle name, but you also got a great last name.
Right. Probably the best one.
Thank you. So here is a
thank
gift.
Thank you so much.
So thank
appreciate
you for your
it.
Service. Yeah. You've done fabulous.
And then
some more things.
Oh, wow. It'd be great to have a
Right, this is Steve, the
All right, so this is from John.
Oh, wow. It's gorgeous.
All right, I guess we will share.
Steve, close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Can I get one more with Kent up there, too? Thank you.
Thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Is it sad?
Yeah, it is sad. I'll save my tears. But you've all been so kind, and I've loved your warmth and just getting to know each of you. And I hope we can stay connected. So thank you.
Claire, do you want to mention what you're doing next?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'm moving to Salt Lake, and I'm still finalizing my job prospects, but I'll be working in Salt Lake for a year.
I thought we just finalized that.
Yep, maybe.
Try it.
Well, thank you. Finalized. And then in a year, I'll go to grad school, hopefully in the East Coast. So love to stay connected. But thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Okay, next is the oath of office. So, Abraham.
I join you?
Yeah.
All right.
It'd be a little empty if you weren't up here.
All right.
Okay. I think we'll administer the oath, and then you can tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that'd be cool. So, do we do the right hand of the square or the whole thing? Okay, so. Ready? Okay. You repeat after me. I, Abraham Rodriguez.
I, Abraham Rodriguez.
Having been appointed to the office of member.
Having been appointed to the office of member.
Utah State University Board of Trustees.
Utah State University Board of Trustees.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend.
Do solemnly swear that I will.
Support, obey, and defend.
Support, defend, wait.
Support, obey, and defend.
Support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And I will discharge the duties.
And I will discharge the duties.
Of my office with fidelity.
Of my office with fidelity.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, it's all official.
Yes.
And we need to learn a little bit about you, Abraham, when you get done with the paperwork.
Thank you.
Yeah, so a little bit about me. I am a first-generation college student, born and raised from immigrant parents. So my mom's from Argentina, my dad's from Mexico. And so I'm a proud Latino, but also a proud American, born and raised here in Logan, Utah. So I'm a Cache Valley native. Wow. And I'm a double major. Marketing PR, and then double minor in tech sales and entrepreneurship. And I just love getting to meet people. That's been such a joy for me to just talk with people from different backgrounds, all over campus, all over the state too. And so I'm very grateful for everything that Utah State has done for me. And I'm looking forward to giving it my all and leaving this place better than I found it.
Thank you.
Was able to join us on the statewide graduation tour, and he also has experience in student government. You were executive vice president?
Yeah, so I was working with Clara last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think you'll be able to just get in there and go.
Yeah, let's get to work. I'm excited.
Are you a Logan High grad?
Ridgeline. So,
oh,
yeah.
Ridgeline.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So I was actually raised in Hiram, and then I would just commute the Ridgeline, and so I did high school soccer, did cross country, did a little bit of theater too, I'm really happy to be here. So yeah,
go Waggies.
And Abraham, we had a conversation when I was leaving this facility once back to the parking lot for 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I could tell the potential was there. And then he told me he was going to run for student body president, so I'm pretty sure we were going to see him again. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll go. Next agenda is closed session, so I think that's with the trustees only.
Mr. Chairman,
I appreciate it.
I move that in accordance with Section 52-4-205 of the Utah Code,
that the trustees go into a closed executive session for the sole purpose of discussing the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of individuals, or reasonably imminent litigation and a possible sale of real property. Okay.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
David Huntsman seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 And
I will do a roll call vote.
Oh, we got to do the roll call vote. Sorry.
Chair Alder.
Yes.
Vice Chair Ferry.
Yep.
Thank you, Steve.
Trustee Gagin.
Yes.
Trustee Huntsman.
Yes.
Trustee Malitz. Trustee Niederhauser?
Yes.
Trustee Palmer?
Yes.
Trustee Peterson?
Yes.
Trustee Skinner?
Yes.
Trustee White?
Oh,
yes. Trustee Rodriguez?
Yes.
All right.